Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. Welcome to Sports Inside and Out. I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday. And welcome to the blast of the Sports Inside and Out, our update on Saturday morning. Of course, one of our favorite times. We'll give you an idea of what's going on in the upcoming weeks and what's been going on. And, of course, we want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning and voting us the number one Sports Talk Show for Legends on Radio. And, of course, I want to give a shout-out to all our military personnel all around the world, our men and women, and our allies that's keeping us safe here in the U.S. of A. and American Forces Network, of course, and our guys that are supporting us so much with the United States Army and Seabreeze and Nissan of Norfolk and Chesapeake, our premier Nissan dealerships. Thanks a lot for keeping us in moving around when we're in the Mid-Atlantic and Virginia area. That's right, swappingkeys.com, great group of guys, and, of course, Clarence Baker, our dear friend and supporter of the Legends for so many years and our logistical partner in our 2016 coming up. Well, it's NCAA and NBA time at a frenzy, and, of course, we got Lolic. I think he's coming up. Now we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on. First of all, Wally's been in Philly. Hey, is this Wally? What's up?
How you feeling, Wally,
Bobby? Wally Wonder on? Wally?
Yeah, how you doing today, coach? Is Wally Wonder? Yeah. Here's Bobby on. Zorro, how you feeling today, Zorro?
Bobby Zorro.
Yeah, hey. I was just listening. Hey, Wally, how you doing?
I
had a chance to go home, Bobby and Chuck, and it was very inspiring because my father was invited to a charter school to talk to the students about how would they look and feel at 100. So he goes in and tells me how he was talking to the kids, how they were all, they had white hair, and they had a cane. They were showing how they would look, but also their mentality. So he told me about a very interesting story. They were in Chester, and he had a chance to talk to all the students. But he said very rewarding for him to go and talk to schools about his experiences in life at 100 years old. Of course, it'd be 100 next year, but it was so nice to hear him talk about it. It was real nice. Real nice visit to Philly at Glen Mills Correctional Facility. They had a new 50 kids. Of course, the campus holds 500 students. And I say students, I know it's a correctional facility, but it's a beautiful campus where those young men are learning how to be productive. And Coach Hamilton and I went out and talked for several hours with them and then did a basketball workshop where the Sixers were so generous to give us gifts for all the kids. Mike Billings from the Director of Alumni and Youth Marketing. He really was very supportive of us. So that's my heads up. It started snowing, Coach. I wanted to get out of there so quick. That next morning I got on that flight and I'm down here in 70-something degrees.
Snowing all up in D.C.
Wow.
Yeah, up in we had a lot of sleet with snow in Washington and Northern Virginia area, so. But I was out in the Midwest, of course. I caught it all out there, man. It's cold, you know it's cold out in Chicago. So I was getting things ready out there, man, and coming back in. But it was a tremendous meeting out there, guys. I mean, I just got to commend Don Jackson and Dan Davis. Central City Productions is off the chart. I can see why these guys have been in the forefront for 40 years in the business with their affiliation and things they do with the Stella Awards and Soul Trains and the Horn Awards and all that, man. And they laid some stuff out on me, man, that I think our listeners are going to be tremendously surprised next year, or fiscal year, we should say, in the first quarter, they were saying, it was second quarter of 2017, fiscal year, that we were thinking about launching. But now they said that they possibly will be doing Black History Month right there before Stella Awards. And, man, I got to give it to him. I'm amazed at it. And not too much amazes us guys at our age and what we done seen. But them cats got it together, man. They said point blank, said, here's how we vision the show, guys. And I can tell our listeners, y'all got to stay tuned. This is going to be something that's completely off the chart in both all the sports and the seasonal components of all the sports. Because basketball is elongated and goes interactive with all of the sports, as you see. Football, baseball, football and basketball is going at the same time. Basketball, football is going. Then all of a sudden you got baseball jumping up in the mid, and then all of a sudden NBA playoffs is still going on with the baseball on. So you can see the integration of all the major sports. Then we got Olympics coming up. So in talking with Dan, who's the president of marketing and advertisement for Central City Productions, he said, listen, point blank, here's how it is. He said, we're going to take Mike and Mike and twist it around and rebake it.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, he said, what we're going to do is first hour of the show is just a normal sports show, updates, scores, it's normal sports show. Second half of the show is going to be the legends. And he says that this is 2 hour shows per day, 5 days a week, but it's going to be in conjunction with their directors and their producers. We're going to be doing our thing, so we're going to have a legend. Possibly, if we can match a legend from a team with a team. So just imagine Julius Irvin sitting over here talking to an upcoming Sixer.
What he went through.
You know, then all of a sudden you go out to San Antonio and you got Gigi talking to one of the young stuff's coming stars.
What he went through.
You get what I'm saying? How the game has changed when he played to what he played.
Yeah.
What the nuances are. What to look for to be a superstar and a great legend. Yeah. Houston Rockets, same thing. So then we switch over to baseball. I told him about Ferguson Jenkins.
Yeah.
I said, man, that's our homeboy here. We expand on that by hand. A legend from baseball talking to an upcoming Cub. A legend from the St. Louis Cardinals and the upcoming Cardinals. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Football, same thing. Then, as a caveat, once a month, we got a Harlem Globetrotter jumping up there.
Yes, sir. Wow.
With an upcoming Bob and Globetrotter legend. Curly with a little. You get what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, the ideas they threw out there, I said, man, I just absorbed it. I said, wow, man. He said, get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready. So I needed to hear that because we now know the direction. Then on top of that, guys, we're talking about the documentaries.
Yes, very important.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
In between all that time, then, Force Inside Out, don't forget, we got a Dreammaker documentary coming up on the la-di-da-di-da-di-da on what? Stella Network.
All right.
On Comcast. I'm delighted, guys. I mean, I wanted to hold this for y'all cats for the day. While it was on me for 2 days since I got back.
Yeah, I know.
So I ain't gonna tell you, I gotta wait to put this out there, you know.
It's gonna
be very interesting, and they're looking for a productive future. And you know, God knows what's gonna happen when we get Bob Beamon and the cash ready for the Olympics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very important.
And they even got David Bascom called yesterday. He said, you know, David, you know, it's ironic why you just called. You know, it's funny how the Lord works. The Creator put you calling because they talked about soccer. I said, David, you just happen to be calling the right time here, man.
Yeah,
are you going to be able to do this thing for soccer? He said, no problem, man. I got you.
Yeah.
I got the soccer cats that we can take care of. So we got all the sports now, even boxing. You talk about a little boxer. I say bone cracking. First thing hit my mind, bone crusher. You know, what's my man out, the matchmaker, Don Elborn.
Mm-hmm. I got
you. Know, putting him out there because he's very, very familiar with Mayweather's dad. I mean, we got some interesting stuff here, man. You know, I mean. I just lay back. I said, I can't wait to tell these cats in the morning, man. And listeners, I ain't got you. I hope y'all listening. I know you are.
Good to hear news, man. It's always good.
Yeah, man. So all we got to do is hold on.
Very timely, too. Very timely.
Be
ready for Black History Month.
The launch is very interesting. And when he said, End of first quarter, Black History Month. Beginning of the second quarter is in March. So, you know, I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm very, very pleased to hear that, listeners. Y'all going to enjoy it. All of our listeners out there, our listeners are going to really enjoy it, particularly now that we're capable of branding, bringing SoundCloud along with us, and you know, heck, we might be, you know, working some other situations out, you know, because this is going to be very wide open and very, very content friendly for anything that comes our way. You know, we'd be able to have call-in line, not doing a show, of course. But if they want to, you know, off-air call-ins, you know, we'll be able to talk about that. Hey, listen, if you like what you hear, dial so-and-so-and-so and give us your vote. If you got somebody you want to talk to, hey, you know, that type of situation. So we're gonna have a whole lot of great, great tools with this with Sports Inside and Out show. You know, we concentrate on our swim lane, which is the second hour. For first swim lane, of course, we're going to have our new up-to-date personalities given sports, you know.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, anyway, man. So Wally and Bobby, you know, we're getting ready for the MEAC tournament coming up, the Division I, and everything is getting ready for that. And Bobby, I know that if something's happening, is it South Carolina? Is that what I'm hearing?
We're the Nesmith, the Dr. James Nesmith Lifetime Achievement Award is going to be given out in September to Metalock Lemon Dark Days and Dr. Richard Labchek and Lynn Rapp of the Native Americans and Ruben Rodriguez. Four-time Olympian from Puerto Rico. So Dr. Day is going to be one of the presenters, Earl Monroe, Manny Jackson, Arnie Falco. So and one of the things I'm very proud about, they're going to be honoring Earl Lloyd, and it's going to be a great surge toward the Earl Lloyd stamp. So that's already there. And then there's going to be a Native American Globetrotter Art Show. So, wow.
That sounds great. Now, let's talk about what that's going to be in South Carolina. What city?
That's going to be in North Charleston at the Convention Center September the 17th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
In Charleston, very lovely city. Very lovely city.
Yes.
I love that.
I'm going to need Wally The 2 years ago, we were all packed and ready to go to Senegal to play the national team with a college tour of seniors, and they had a little slight mishap in one of the facilities there, and so the trip was canceled. So that's arranged again. So what we're going to do is first you're going to have the Dr. James Nesmith senior all-star team play at the Rucker, and then we're going to leave from there and go to Senegal. That's tremendous.
Well, Wally, you got a fantastic program coming up in Charleston with your nephew.
Yeah, Jerry Bias from Wisdom Wine Company, a graduate from Virginia, University of Virginia, is actually providing some new things in the Charleston, South Carolina area. They're going to have a celebrity golf tournament, but they're doing some things about getting jobs. See, what I like about my nephew is he's actually providing a means to have people get to work and find jobs in those areas. He has a finance company down there, but he's really reaching out for the community, and that's where he's invited us to do a basketball clinic. And, of course, I gave him the whole breakdown about the academics and the reading component of it. But we're talking about doing a basketball clinic where we can provide an academic action plan and follow these kids throughout the year. So he talked about broadcasting there. So when I talk to him soon, Coach and Bobby, I'm going to talk to him about not only the broadcast at the basketball clinic, but also at the golf thing, because he has a lot of people down there that are really the type of people that could put their finances into the community. He's trying to really do something big in reference to that. So I told him we have a cadre of athletes. We even have athletes down in that area. And I mentioned Bone Crusher, and I mentioned some other ball players that are from that area that possibly we could pull on them to come into this event. But he's doing a great job down there. Jerry Bias, this young man, is really looking for us doing that. Yeah, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, Charleston, South Carolina.
Wally, let's look at Dale Davis. Let's look at Ms. Jalene Miller, the mayor down there, and also look at Sleepy Floyd. And I think this all fits the same. And I think
I think by what you're saying, that's why I like that. You know, we need to get our networking and get these people involved to alert them early, because, you know, April's coming up, to really get Jerry involved with these people, to meet with the mayor. Now, I don't know whether he's already got contacts in that manner, but I'd like to have a conversation with him, with you, Bobby, about some of the people that you know in that area.
I think that we should.
Yeah, well, we will. Yeah. We will do that. Very important. Now, fellas, looking forward to the MEAC. I'll be leaving out of Florida on Thursday to broadcast. And then on Saturday, Coach Hatcher told me I'm able to do the championship game. And then I'm going to fly up from Norfolk, Virginia, to the celebration for Dolph Shaves. He was my first
coach. Wow.
And they're going to display... Yes, that's
the 12th.
March 12th. March 12th. I'll be flying up there, and I'm flying right back, but I'm glad the Sixers have found it very important to bring a lot of the alumni from the Sixers to honor a great man of Dolph Shays caliber.
My head is really filled. Wally, and I have to do a clinic in New York while we are there March 29th. At one of the Indian reservations, and also I went the other night to Pier 6 in 60 in Chelsea, and I met everyone that was anyone. Mrs. Sitting Bull, Terry Sitting Bull, the coordinator, they were just off the hook, and I met the new director of the NBA Special Affairs, and when I left there, I'm a Native American. And they had a sign that you had to put next to you, and then you put it on Facebook. I stand.
Oh, I stand. And what does that represent?
I'm standing with the Native American.
Oh, excellent.
And I really mean to stand with them. And I made a sizable donation myself right there. And then August 12th will be Native American Day in Harlem at the Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building. And there will be a luncheon to award the local merchants in the metropolitan area with costume design and also African-American, Native-American art show at the gallery. And then that night, a concert with the Indians from Long Island. I will not wrongly pronounce it. But the concert is going to be off the hook, and Billy T is going to be the conductor.
Ah, sounds like some happening, boy.
All right. Also, as a caveat on that, it looks like we're not completely certain. We don't want to throw it out there right now too hard, but they've recycled a date for the premiere, Bobby and Wally, for Earl Forman's
film. Dreammaker.
Yeah, and the Dreammaker. I'm listening to him talk about it. Well, you know, I'm not going to throw it out there to our staff or to our legends, you know, Ray and the guys and G, and until it comes a little bit more in concrete, you know, a bit, because I don't want to, you know, we got to maintain some stability with our faith. But it looks like they're looking for June 14th. Tuesday, June 14th is something at Roper Center for Performing Arts in Tidewater, Virginia, and down from the old Scopeworth guys played. And if they pull it, we'll start our machine moving on Sports Inside and Out, which includes our staff, and including our GovServe Plus component with Charles and the guys, take a little bit more ownership of it. Because one thing we have to, because Don Jackson and Dan Davis and Clarice Thomas and Belfour Media said that they would come and come to the premiere. And, of course, they're used to the red carpet thing because of their Stella Awards and Soul Train Award, all those big-time awards. And these guys, you know, I'd have to make sure that these guys have a first-class piece, because we don't want these people coming in to a second-tier piece. So I'm being very careful how we roll with this. If I see things are going, then we're going to put some assets behind it and make sure. I don't want to get too far out there. I just want a nice New York Hollywood type premiere opening, red carpet guys come in, we do the thing and get it done, and of course during a weekday we turn around and leave the next day. We're not going to get too much into the celebratory. We just want to do the honorarium here with Earl and the guys. So Earl's in the hospital, he's coming out I'm going to tell you, he says he's doing okay. They ran some tests on his heart and he said that he's okay. He's coming out on Monday. And Don Dave Snyder, his brother-in-law, who was in critical condition out there with prostate cancer in L.A., has turned to the better. He said he's feeling better out there in Hollywood, the CEO of Comcast. So, you know, the prayers do come true. I know that Phyllis is delighted that her brother's doing much better, and he says, okay, time for me to see this rough draft of this film now. So he's feeling that good, and we're getting some traction, you know. So it looks like some pretty good things, guys. So as it gets moving a little bit over in the next couple of weeks, I'll be getting the Sports Inside and Out team ready to get our broadcast staff ready to get on down there and do some things down there in Hampton Roads, north of Virginia, for the thing. So checking out the hotels, Marriott's, and them downtown, and I'll make sure that this thing is done properly. So before we get out there. Yeah, so that's what it looks like, guys. So just tentatively circle your calendar for the 14th of June, guys.
Yeah.
14th of June, yeah. Excuse me.
All right, well, sounds good. Well, you know what's happening in the We're talking about college ball. Again, we have a new number one, Kansas, 26-4, Penn State, 25-5, and of course Villanova, my Wildcat, 26-4, third place, Virginia,
third place,
Xavier, other Big East team, 25-4, Oklahoma, 23-6, Miami. Now, I'm quite familiar with what's happening with some of these Miami ball players because they're really doing a great job in the ACC at 23-5. University of Miami, North Carolina at 8, Oregon, West Virginia at 10. I do have some news. I was just reading a report. I know about Michael Beasley because he went to my son's school, Kansas State, and was with the Miami Heat. He was the MVP and scored 50 points in the All-Star game. The Houston Rockets signed Michael Beasley after he left Chinese League. They signed him today. So this young man is still can score. A lot of people don't realize he's a born scorer. So I don't know whether that'll help them. When you look at the standings, which is very important for them right now, because as I look at the standings, the Houston Rockets are in eighth place.
Yeah.
And 30-31, and in that Western Conference, you know how that is going. 55-5, Golden State. San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Clippers, Memphis, Dallas, Portland, and Houston. But who's coming up, pulling up? The Utah Jazz and Sacramento. So Houston needs somebody to help them score. And it doesn't have to be Harden all the time. And, of course, Dwight's been playing pretty good. He's been double-doubling up. But it's important for them to keep that pace for that eighth spot for that playoff first. I'm going to tell you what, fellas. Cool Joe Johnson came to us, Bobby, and he's doing a job with the Heat.
He's doing a tremendous job. He really is.
That chemistry is something
else. Pat Riley,
left-handed guys can you have on Houston?
Really pulled a gem out with getting Johnson. He pulled a gem out.
Didn't he do that? Cool Joe Johnson. Dang is playing well. And don't realize Stoudemire's career is not even over. He's starting and they're bringing Whiteside. All Whiteside, I just had to stop there because this boy is double-double all the way. He comes off the bench getting 19 and 19 boards. So he's adding to his offensive skills. And I always mention Nicholas. Of course, that's my old team that I worked for those 20 years. But again, when you look at the Eastern Conference, Cleveland, again, they looked well last night. Toronto, Boston, Miami. Miami's in fourth place. Atlanta, Charlotte, Indiana, Detroit. Chicago's pulling up, 30-30. Washington, 30-31. So Detroit and Indiana have to fight for those seventh and eighth positions in the Eastern Conference. So it's going to be a good run. Good run.
It is. It really is. I just found out we might have an update from the Spurs from Philly Dog coming up Tuesday on the Wally Wonder.
Oh, that'd be great, man.
Philly Dog, our San Antonio overbooked Philadelphia legend, of course, and my old teammate from Elizabeth City. It's going to be interesting to be able to have Philly. We have a first-hand count of what Popovich is doing. And what the game plan is for the Spurs.
You already know what he did, didn't you, fellas? He picked up Andre Miller. So think about what I'm saying. He picked up Andre Miller. Now, you know, Ginobili's been hurt. They got a deep squad. But picking up Andre Miller, I got to tell you, to help.
He's a good guard, man. That boy knows the game. He got a high basketball IQ.
High basketball. Very good IQ. Yeah. So,
hey, guys, we got a – yeah, you got to roll. You know, it's a tit for tat. One thing I do, you know, the way things go in playoffs is a whole lot different from regular season. Things do change. Right. You got to watch yourself in playoffs. Because you got tricky teams like Miami. You got a tricky team. Even with the Pacers, you got a tricky team that can make some things. Ooh. So, you know, interesting. All right, guys, we got to roll out of here. On behalf of Bobby Hunter, our Harlem Globetrotter legend, and Wally Wonder, we call him Dart. He's all over the place. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. But don't forget Tuesday, Sports Inside and Out, Legends of Sports, right here on our affiliate, Blog Talk Radio for next year, but the next Saturday. But don't forget, Sports Inside and Out will be on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, iHeartRadio, and all. Okay.
How many crazy guys can you have on Houston? Left-handed.
All right.
Hey, Riddler.
With the Riddler got you. That's a Riddler for the Riddler.
Riddler got you, yeah.
The Riddler got a riddle for you. Okay, guys. Okay, God bless. All right,
brother. All right.